You won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name. Brokenhearted, depressed, sick or lame. For the word of God is still the same. You won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name, you won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name, brokenhearted, depressed, sick or lame, for the word of God is still the same. You won't leave like you came. In Jesus' name, you won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name. Brokenhearted, depressed, sick or lame. For the word of God is still the same. You won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. I'll sing it one more time because I pray that it's encouraging someone this morning. You won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame. 'Cause the word of God is still the same. You won't leave here like you came. I won't leave here like I came. We won't leave here like we came. In Jesus' name. And so we magnify you, God, this morning. We glorify you this morning, and we thank you for another day and another opportunity to come before your presence and to come before your presence with singing and to come before your presence with praise. We're grateful that you have blessed us to see a brand new day. And because you have blessed us to see a brand new day, we can declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. God, we're going to rejoice, God, in spite of what is ahead of us today, in spite of the challenges that we know about, and in spite of the challenges that we don't know about. We know, God, that we will not leave here this morning, and we will leave here in this day like we came, because you are a God that blesses. Oh, God, you are a God that provides new mercies. You are a God that does new things. I'm so grateful, God, that I don't have to worry about doing the same old thing. I don't have to worry about failing or coming up short. I don't have to worry about the things, the trials of my life not working out for my good. I am determined, God, to give you the glory and the honor because victory is already mine. Lord, I woke up this morning with various songs on my heart. But as I scrolled over the song list and saw I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name, because it is a powerful affirmation, Lord, that we need to speak into our lives every single day. I declare on behalf of these, your people, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That is a simple declaration saying that I'm not going to leave this situation. I'm not going to leave this battle. I'm not going to leave this heartache. I'm not going to leave this pain the same way that I am right now or the same way that I came in. But, Lord, I'm determined to surrender to you, and I'm determined to allow your spirit to have his way in my life. For the weapons, oh God, of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty by the pulling down of strongholds, meaning, God, I don't have to sit here and fret. I don't have to worry and be concerned. My God shall supply all my needs. My God shall bring me through with the victory. My God will do everything and allow me to do anything through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I can sit in victory. I can bask in your glory, and I don't have to worry about leaving here the same way I came. God, I'm so grateful. Though life occurs and go, God, though challenges rise, Lord, we will come out different. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. And then he also declared, God, when I've been tried, go ahead, God, try me. And I know that when you try me, I'm going to come out as pure gold. Lord, I pray that you would anoint us to come out as pure gold today. For someone has a doctor's appointment, or someone has an appointment with their financial institution about their income, or a doctor's appointment about something that's going on in their body, or they have a test at school, Lord, or they're having issues on their job. Whatever the cause might be, whatever the issue might be, whatever the challenge might be, Lord, I declare right now that when they come into the situation, they may come behind the eight ball. I declare right now, whatever situation they come into, Lord, the doctor's report may not be what they want it to be. But, Lord, I declare right now in the name of Jesus that we're going to come out stronger. We're going to come out wiser. We're going to come out mightier in Jesus' name. There is power in his name. And his power, God, helps us to walk right. Hallelujah. The power in the name of Jesus helps us to talk right. The name, the power that's in the name of Jesus helps us to live right. And Lord, I'm determined to live right. I'm determined to walk right. And I'm determined to come out as pure gold. Thank you, oh God, this day for another day that you have made. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for allowing me to be in my right mind. God, I thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. I thank you, Lord, for life and life that more abundantly. And I thank you for another opportunity to bask in your glory on this day. Lord, I understand, God, that we don't know what is ahead for us. But the Bible tells us the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order our footsteps, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that I may go where you need me to go, so that I may do what you need me to do, so that I will be who you need me to go do, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may redeem the time, and then also, Lord, that I may reach full capacity in you, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I can't let this day go by and not fulfill the plans that you have for me. Lord, I don't want to allow this day to go by without magnifying you and glorifying you, God, and allowing your spirit to rest, rule, and abide in me. Lord, I refuse, God, to go another day, God, without surrendering to your will. Lord, I declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, not my will, but Lord, please, let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. I need your will to be done, Lord, so that you'll get the glory out of my life. I need your will to be done, Lord, so that I'll be the head and not the tail. Lord, I need your will to be done so that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I need your will to be done so that you can enlarge my coast and enlarge my territory, oh God, and give me greater challenges and greater opportunities, Lord, to experience the fullness of your glory. Lord, we haven't even understood the half of the greatness, God, that you have waiting on us blessing that you have waiting to bestow upon us. So, Lord, put me in the right place at the right time with the right attitude and with the right motives, Lord, so that you will get the glory out of my life in the mighty name of Jesus. I need your glory. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I need your anointing. And so, Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood that you would empty me out right now. Oh, God, cast the devil out of our minds. Cast the devil out of our wills, Lord. Cast the devil out of our way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I need your glory today. I need your anointing today. Holy Ghost, come no more and have your way, God. I bless your name, oh, God, for you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be adored. I'm trying not to get so excited because I'm in the hotel right now, God, but I'm grateful, God, that your glory, God, is filling the room right now. And, God, you are not a respecter of persons. That when we ask, God, we shall receive, God. When we seek after you, God, we shall find you. If we just stand at the door and knock, it shall be open unto us. And Lord, we have not been reaching our full capacity because we haven't asked you to help us to reach full capacity. We've been walking in our own power and we've been walking in our own might, God. But I'm determined not to do that again today. Lord, we have not received or been able to reach full capacity, God, because we have not asked to receive of your power. We have not asked to receive of your anointing, God. We have not asked to receive, oh God, of your spirit, Lord, and of your direction, God, and of your anointing, Lord. But Lord, here we stand. We won't lean into our own understanding. But this morning we acknowledge, Lord, that we are nothing without you, and we can't move without you, and we can't breathe without you. So Lord, come to more and have your way right now, God. You told us to ask, and we shall receive. Seek, here we are, seeking after you, God, while you may yet be found. Before we go into the hustle and bustle of the day, before we go to all of the things that fill our day, that causes us to be too busy for you, that causes us not to take time to pray, that causes us not to take time to praise you, that causes us not to take time to read your word. Here we stand seeking after you, God. And as we seek after you, God, you said in your word that we shall find you. If we seek after you with all of our hearts, we shall find you. Fill my cup, God, today. As I seek after you the more, fill me with your goodness. Fill me with your mercy. Fill me with your kindness. Fill me with your joy. Fill me with your temperance. Fill me with your meekness, God. Fill me even with long suffering, God. Fill me with joy. Fill me with faith right now. Fill me with your spirit, God, and I shall walk right and be right, God. Fill me with all of you, God, and I know that I'll come out as pure gold. And then, Lord, in spite of challenges that may be at our way or may be at our doorstep, today, that's all we have to do is knock. Because if we knock, God, that shows our faith to you, oh God, that we're not willing to stop just because doors are closed in our face and doors are closed in our pathways. But we stand at the door, God, because we're at the threshold of greatness. And Lord, I don't want to stand at the door, but I'm knocking because I don't want to stay the way I am. And I don't want to stay in the place that I'm at. Oh God, but I want greater for my life. And I want greater for my family. And I want greater, God, for my children. And I want greater for my wife. Lord, I want greater right now for my ministry. Lord, I want greater for those that I minister to. Lord, I want greater for my leaders, God. I want greater for my brothers in the gospel, God. It's not just about me, but Lord, we standing at the door right now, and we're knocking, God. Let us in, oh God. Let us go higher, oh God. Let us get a greater anointing, God. Let us surrender to you, God. Have your way right now, God. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord, and we want to reach full capacity in you, not so that we'll go after only fishes and loaves, Lord, but we desire all of you in the mighty name of Jesus. I refuse to leave here like I came in this day, in this moment, in this hour. And Lord, even in this short time of prayer, Lord, you have transformed me and you have upgraded me and you have anointed me and you have filled my cup, Lord, because you allow me to begin singing the declaration that I'm not going to leave here like I came. Give us a mindset, Lord, never to leave a situation the same way we came. You told us in your word that we are the salt of the earth. And if the salt has lost its savor, meaning it's not using itself at full capacity, then we should be trodden under the foot of men and thrown out. And, Lord, that's not my calling today. I dare not leave the place like I came. But, Lord, I'm determined to season everywhere I go to today. And I'm determined to be used for your glory at full capacity, Lord, whether that's worship, whether that's a positive word of encouragement, whether that's walking in victory, walking by faith and not by sight. Lord, whatever my lot is today, Lord, I give you glory in advance. Whatever challenges may come my way today, I magnify you and glorify you today. God, whose report am I going to believe? I'm determined to believe the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report says I am delivered. God, his report says I have the victory. God, I'm going to believe your report, and your report says I can do it, and that there's nothing that you would withhold from them that fear you. Thank you, Lord, today for helping me to reach full capacity. Thank you, oh God, today for not allowing me to leave here like I came. Thank you, Lord, today for you have made things greater already, and I pray that you allow me to be the vessel that you need me to be today so that you will get the glory out of my life. Holy Ghost, have your way now. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit and get the glory. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ that we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.